From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was John Denver with Take Me Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lolar. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and that is scheduled for Saturday, June 13th. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to we're continuing our interviews by phone. We'll be talking with Sharon Campbell with Backyard Retreats, also Jarrett Miller with Flooring Factory, Tiffany Miller with Home Etiquette, Med Box with Air Max, and also Elizabeth Fisher with Glass Eco Surfaces. All of these businesses are open for business. Have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone now is Sharon Campbell with Backyard Retreats. How are you doing, Sharon?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Tim. And how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Sharon, take a moment and tell everybody about Backyard Retreats.
Backyard Retreats is a family-owned outdoor furniture business that's been in business almost 25 years in the same location. We're located in Mount Pleasant, and we enjoy what we do. We try to work with our customers and help them design the furniture for their backyards, their patios, their porches, anything they have outdoors.
Excellent. And how long has Backyard Retreats been around?
We've been around almost 25 years.
Wow. Congratulations on that. You must have a lot of happy customers to stay in business that long.
We like to think so, because we do have a lot of good followers, and we have a lot of loyal customers as well as loyal employees.
Gotcha. So, Sharon, Backyard Retreats is your retail location in Mount Pleasant is currently closed, but you're still working with customers. Is that correct?
We are. We work remotely, and we also go into the office. We don't have the showroom open due to the fact that we're trying to abide by our local and our state officials, as well as our federal government, to distance the spread of this horrible coronavirus that's out there. And we are trying to protect, you know, people from getting and spreading it. So we work remotely, but we are glad to do a phone call with you. You know, you can email us. We've got lots of ways you can contact us. We always answer our phones. So we are still in business and looking forward to the time we can open those doors for all the new merchandise we have.
Sure. And this time in particular, with people spending so much of their time at home, they might be noticing the need for some outdoor living furniture, furnishings, and accessories, and all the different things that backyard retreats can help them with. If somebody's listening to this interview and would like to talk to backyard retreats about, what you can offer them for their outdoor living space, talk about some of the different products and services that backyard retreats offers.
We have a variety of furniture. We have a lot of your major manufacturers. We do not manufacture our own furniture. We leave that up to the professionals. And we have beautiful pieces from Lloyd Flanders, Woodard, Ebel. We have, like I say, all the major manufacturers in the outdoor lines of furniture. We do telescope, and we have lots of new merchandise that is in the showroom now for the spring season, which we thought would be already opened, but since we can't open those showroom doors, we're going to be real excited about showing it to our customers afterwards. Or we'll do, if you look on our Facebook page, we have a virtual showroom on there, so you can see a little bit of the new products that's out. And we're just looking forward to opening back up to be able to show it to you in person, but it will be safe.
Right. And does Backyard Retreats have merchandise in stock that if somebody wanted it right away, you'd be able to help them with that?
Yes, we do. We have quite a bit of inventory now. And Tim, one thing we deal with a lot of major American-made manufacturers. So they source and they make the product in the States. So that's going to be a big plus for people that, are looking for things and want to order special things and so forth once they open back up the economy and the manufacturers can get back into business. We can order from people in the States where we do carry the major manufacturers that, again, like I say, they source it and they make it in America.
I heard a clip on the news yesterday, I think, that was saying that some of the online retailers are very, very busy during this coronavirus shutdown. And that tells me that there's still a market out there, that people are still shopping, they're still spending money. I personally would rather do business locally, and because no matter how good the product is, it's completely possible, and you should expect there to be an issue or something down the road. And if you've bought something online, you're going to be kind of stuck versus dealing with a local retailer like Backyard Retreats. What happens when a customer realizes there might be some sort of an issue and they give you guys a call?
We always go to bat for our customers. We use a lot of American manufacturers that can stand behind what they sell. We don't ship over in containers and then, don't have any recourse for it, or, tell you that we're going to fix it, because we leave that up to the manufacturers. And what we do is we go to bat for them. Our manufacturers are good, loyal manufacturers that's been in business. We have some manufacturers that's been in business over 100 years. So, we try to do that. We try to carry what's going to last and what's going to be there for a customer. And like I tell all of my customers, everything we carry is made by human hands, and there's nothing perfect out there. But we are there to take care of any problem they have. And with the situation that we're dealing with now, it's, to me, even more important, even myself as a person, to go shop locally and support our local businesses, because they are the backbone of our economy and of our community. So it's very important for restaurants, for every thing out there locally, for people to support that. And I sincerely trust and hope that people will do that in our beautiful Lowcountry area.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm thinking is, families are doing their best to keep their kids occupied. Maybe somebody's got a swimming pool or, some outdoor living space. They realize that some of the outdoor furnishings that they've had, it's time to let those go and buy some new furniture for the outdoors. Could they get in touch with Backyard Retreats and potentially have some new furnishings delivered to them right now?
They most certainly can. Like I say, we have quite a good stock right now. We have several things. We're working with several customers as we speak, on pools that are being built and finished and things. And we will do our best. We will be upfront with our customers if the manufacturer that they like and that we're dealing with, if they're all shut down due to this virus because of their state laws and things, we will let you know. A lot of manufacturers are. And we do our best to sell you what we have in stock. If there's anything we have in stock that you like, we by all means can make that happen.
Excellent. Well, that's really good to hear. Well, how can folks get in touch with Backyard Retreats?
You can call Backyard Retreats at 843-856-0049. You can also email us at sales@backyardretreatssc.com. And if you leave a message, we will return your call. Most of the time, we answer it right up front.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Sharon Campbell. She's the owner of Backyard Retreats in Mount Pleasant, and their retail store is not open, but they are still doing business, and you can get the outdoor living furniture and accessories that you need for your home right now. You don't have to wait, and you don't have to order it online. You can work with Sharon remotely, and she'll do a virtual appointment with you and have the outdoor furnishings delivered right now with what Backyard Retreats has in stock. Well, thanks so much, Sharon. Appreciate you taking a couple moments to talk to us.
Thank you, Tim. And the one thing I want to say is to my customers and to our community, please stay safe and shelter in. This too shall pass.
There you go. Exactly. All right. Thanks so much, Sharon.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And joining us on the phone is Jarrett Miller with Flooring Factory. How you doing, Jarrett?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking.
Great.
Jarrett, take a moment and tell everybody about Flooring Factory.
Flooring Factory, we're a small, we're a locally owned business outside in Goose Creek. We have any type of flooring you can imagine. We specialize in installation. We do hardwood floors, carpet, sand and finish. And we're a very tight-knit family. Mm-hmm. And we're off of St. James.
All right, good deal. And the big question is Flooring Factory open for business?
Yes. The answer is yes. We are open for business. We have been open since everything has started. We are considered essential because we work a lot in the construction business, mm-hmm. As well as with smaller projects with homeowners. So we have been fortunate enough to stay open. In addition, we have a mobile showroom, which has really allowed us to keep in contact with our homeowners, mm-hmm. the smaller projects, people already living in the homes, so we can still service them safely.
Gotcha. Talk about the process. So the Flooring Factory has this mobile showroom, and you'll bring it to a homeowner's house, and talk about what is inside the mobile showroom that Flooring Factory has, and then what people will experience when the mobile showroom from Flooring Factory visits somebody's house.
Okay. is inside? Inside is everything, pretty much everything. However, we like to do kind of a screening call, you know, when we're setting up the appointment. We really like to talk to the homeowner to find exactly, you know, talk to them exactly what they're looking for. It really helps. Sometimes they'll send us a picture or two showing us their home, mm-hmm. which allows us to look at our vast inventory in the showroom. And then what we do is we fill the mobile showroom with options that we think may work for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-man person, that our project manager, that drives the showroom, or that drives the mobile showroom. We're still able to maintain that 6 feet rule.
Yep.
You know, he gets out, the customer can walk in the showroom, the mobile showroom, and when we find options, we just bring them inside, and, you know, and then kind of goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're able to look at it inside your home, and you don't have to come into the showroom, which actually a lot of people prefer that. So it's not as overwhelming, you know, walking in to see so many options in the showroom. Many, many people prefer the mobile showroom anyway.
Well, and I've heard this for other trades before about how sometimes the lighting in a tile showroom, for example, will be different from the lighting in your own house. And so seeing the material in your own home, sometimes it looks different. And sometimes there can be some surprises about, oh, this looks too whatever. This is not the color.
I would say 100% of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
That is the case. Yes.
So being able to look at those samples.
Just skips that step of having to find it in our fluorescent showroom.
Yep.
And you're able to look at it in real time, real light in your home without having to kind of take so many samples back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of skip that part of it when we just do the mobile showroom.
Gotcha. And I know there's many others that are they're doing the exact same thing I'm doing. I'm kind of viewing this downtime as an opportunity to get projects finished and or to start projects and get them finished by the time you know everything goes back to normal.
Sure.
What kinds of projects could Flooring Factory help homeowners with right now?
Right now, really, we can do anything, you know, that we're used to doing, that we normally do. However, we have seen an influx in the carpet, pulling up carpet and replacing with solid surface flooring.
Mm.
So we could, our wait time is very, very little, unfortunately, right now, because we have slowed down, but we're offering free carpet removal and disposal, which can save a homeowner, depending on the size of the job, it can save them up to almost $1,000 with us removing their carpet and replacing it with something that is able to be cleaned, antimicrobial. Some of them have antimicrobial coatings, six-sided all the way around it,
mm-hmm.
which means it does not allow the bacteria, the microorganisms, to live on that surface. So that's what you can be doing to prevent anything like happening again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it does happen again for whatever reason, you're safe and you can literally disinfect your home.
Yeah. And people have been steering away from carpet for quite some time, but I know that there are still a lot of people out there who have carpeting in their homes, and this would be the perfect opportunity to pull that all out and get some nice engineered hardwood floors or some standard hardwood floors installed. Maybe some of that luxury vinyl plank tile that's so popular today. And Flooring Factory can bring the whole showroom to you and show you the samples that you want. Do you usually like show them the samples, right outside in the driveway or the yard and then bring those samples inside?
Correct. Yep. gotcha. Kind of narrow it down, you know, outside in the yard, say yes, no, I love this, really don't like that. That kind of helps us tremendously.
Right.
Even if a homeowner doesn't like something, that helps us find exactly what they do like.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we kind of narrow that down, they can take them inside. We can take them inside. You know, it, like I said, it is just one person, and we're following all the guidelines. You know, the distancing. We have masks and gloves. So if they would like our opinion with, you know, to go inside with them, we can. If not, they're welcome to look at it on their own, and kind of we can go from there.
Gotcha. And then when it comes to the installation itself, do the homeowners need to vacate their home for the day, or what is Flooring Factory doing for that?
Honestly, that's going to vary on what they are having done exactly. We're very, very quick. We have many crews. It's really up to the homeowner. They don't have to vacate. It depends on the size of the project they're doing. You know, if we're downstairs and they're upstairs, you know, no, more than likely they don't need to leave. If we're doing carpet is one thing where if we're removing carpet, everything has to be out of that room. That's mm-hmm. that's one of the exceptions with the other products that we do.
Mm-hmm.
The floating or like a glue down engineered, we can do half the room while the other half is filled with furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And then flip it. Once it's dry, we move the furniture over there. So it doesn't totally, you know, mean that a homeowner has to vacate for a day or two.
Right.
But it allows them to stay at home if they would like.
And you mentioned before we went on, started this interview, that you had one of your crew, one person is installing a backsplash for someone in their kitchen today. And so that's one Flooring Factory employee. They're working solo, and they're just able to keep their distance from the homeowner, but are able to work independently and safely and and then after when they wrap up the job, what kinds of cleanup are they doing?
In this particular case, they are previous customers. They have a crew of one, and she is going to come in and, I don't know, sanitize would be the right term to use.
Wipe down everything?
That house from top to bottom.
Oh, good.
And take, you know, any kind of dust that was made, cleaning air filters, baseboards, moldings, and spraying everything down with disinfectant as well.
That's good to hear.
So the homeowner's really not going to do it in this situation. But that's basically all that would need to be done,
right,
especially since we're containing ourselves to one room.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get in touch with Flooring Factory? Because, first of all, it's good to hear that you guys are open for business. Secondly, the demand for your business has slowed down to the point where you might be able to get work. Talk to Flooring Factory right away, and then within days have that new flooring installed in your own home. So everybody loves that immediate gratification, and no one likes to wait weeks. And now here's a great opportunity to get the project done quickly. And you're spending so much time at home, you'd be able to enjoy that flooring while you're stuck at home, right?
You're exactly right. And in addition, we're running the promotion, the free removal, carpet removal, disposal. So there's a monetary incentive in there as well.
Yep.
In addition to the instant gratification, meaning you order it today, we're out there, you know, by the end of the week,
we're ready
to go. So.
Well, excellent. Well, how can folks get in touch with Flooring Factory?
They can. Our telephone number is 843-790-4354, and our website is www.flooringfactory FlooringSC.com.
All right. Well, we have been talking with Jarrett Miller with Flooring Factory. Get some work done in your house right now and get it done safely. Really appreciate you taking the time, Jarrett. Thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you, Tim. Bye-bye.
And joining us now on the phone is Tiffany Miller with Home Etiquette. How are you doing, Tiffany?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks. Tiffany, take a moment and tell everybody about Home Etiquette.
Okay, well, we are a bespoke service. And what we really do is we look at how you live your life and customize our solutions to that. Some of the things that I really love to do is the organization, and that's anything in the home, cabinets, closets, space planning in a room that has more than one purpose. Right now, Tim, I've been working with people that now their office is in the home, right? So we've had to put together a room that was had a dual function. Mm-hmm. And also home events. And then we also would help with stress-free moving. We do the organization again, but we'll even do the organization planning of maybe an estate sale, helping you get rid of things that you don't want to take to your new location.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, you've just described three very valuable services, and let's get into it a little bit. First of all, let's talk about the home organizing. People are spending so much time at home right now. They are taking on projects, but some home, you know, there's kind of a reason why maybe your home has been kind of overrun and you're not terrible. You're not as organized as you would like it to be. And that may just be that you put everybody first and yourself last. And so you're the last one to get yourself organized. How can home etiquette help someone with home organization?
Well, right now it's a little bit different with where we are. And some of the things that I've done, first of all, I have the if you're comfortable, mask, gloves, and booties, shoe booties to come in to your home, was practicing social distance to look at different projects that you might have going. What I've really found interesting right now is everyone's talking about home organization. Mm-hmm. I think all my friends and family, and then the people that I've worked with during this time. Mm-hmm. So it's hard, right? Because getting out and buying all the items and so forth is hard to get the actual feel and look that you want to go with. But I can do that for you. So we again come in with a consultation. We'll do that part over the phone, and then we'll look at the different looks. Like if you go to my website at homeetiquette.com, you'll see some of those. And the goal is function. You can't put your favorite coffee mug behind all the beautiful glassware if the coffee mug is what you use most of the time, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not functional. So we look at function, and we want it to be beautiful, like a five-star resort when you open up cabinets.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And it seems like a lot of that could be done virtually, you know, and sometimes you just need that little extra push, and calling home etiquette, setting up a virtual appointment over the phone, and getting a game plan together. And then when it comes to, you know, like clearing out a closet or a pantry or organizing your kitchen cabinets, that kind of thing, you would be able to, someone would be able to do, like, use like FaceTime or Zoom or something like that, and kind of show you each object as it's being taken off a shelf, and you can, you know, give that homeowner advice on what to do with it, right?
Right. I'm on Zoom every day right now, helping individuals organize some of the spaces that they have been wanting to organize for a long time. And what I would suggest is I usually like bring in magazines on that first consultation and a ton of them so people can flip through them. Mm-hmm. And just kind of tab the pages of what they're looking for. And again, I'll have that checklist of what's, you know, what's specific to their needs, and then just tab those so I can get a feel of what you want. What I've been doing right now, though, is, again, my website or my Instagram, or even more so, go out to Pinterest, because once you're there, I'll get a look and feel of what you want if you build a wall for me, and then I can take a look at it and think, oh, you know what? This person wants me to order baskets. This person wants me to order acrylic, wood, whatever it is, whatever they, everyone has a certain style, even if they don't know it.
Mm, gotcha. And so we've got the organizing side of the home etiquette business. And then you also help homeowners and I would guess organizations or business owners with planning events and parties. Talk about that a little bit.
So yeah, right now I want to keep this to home, but yes, there have been some home parties where people brought their employees in. But the big thing about an event is it's not about me and my vision, it's about yours. And then me making it the most beautiful and creating the theme that you're looking for. And what I really want to stress about my vision with myself and my employees is we're going to create the theme that you want, and we're going to make sure that you love it along the way. So you'll be involved as much as you want, and we'll give you three different quotes, or two if that's what we need. But typically we give three different packages for what you've told me you're looking for, because sometimes there's a budget, and then sometimes there's a lot of things you want that may not fit into that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll try. I've worked with local vendors, so I get some good deals here. And that's another reason to go to someone that does this professionally, because they can bring things in because I'm working with them and they know I'm coming back. So they'll give me a little discount on that as well. What, one of the things I want to let you know is I have a lot of the dishes, glassware, you know, on my website, lighting, cheese plates, anything you can think of that may come to fruition at your event. So I can do that as a rental, or you may say, no, I want all this. I want to buy it for your next event. Those are options you have as well.
Mm, okay. And even though you might not be doing events right now, there's a good bit of planning that goes into some of these big events. And so let's say, you know, we're back to normal. Things are happening this summer. You can get on the phone and talk with people right now about the events that they've got coming up in the near future and beyond, right?
Right. We absolutely are not doing any events through this month, and probably we know at least half of May. So we will not do that until we're cleared for, you know, not having to social distance mm-hmm. at 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the more time I have, the better the event, right? So, because we can work together a lot during that time. So, yeah, I usually would want to know about an event 6 weeks in advance. But if I have eight, you know, better for the both of us, right? Work things into our schedules so we can talk when we need to look at the progress along the way. Does that make sense?
It sure does. And you mentioned before we started the interview that you might, as you plan an event in the future, there might be certain props that you would be customizing, and you mentioned a wheelbarrow that you could either buy locally or maybe have shipped to Home Etiquette, and then you might be painting that wheelbarrow, you know, with specific colors or a message or something like that that really helps to personalize and customize an event or party.
Exactly. So. Yes, I have a lot of it already in inventory. And yeah, the wheelbarrow example, again, it's on my website under the project gallery. But yeah, it was simple, right? It didn't cost this client a ton of money to have a wheelbarrow come in, fill it with ice, and just make it look very festive and fun. It still had an element of elegance, even though it was a backyard barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That's great. And that's excellent, though, that you're giving people different proposals for different dollar amounts, too, so that they can ultimately choose how much to invest in their event.
Right. And, you know, when you think of an event and you need a ton of flowers, flowers are not the cheapest part of the event. Typically, they fall in the middle to the high range of the cost, the bulk of what you spend. Again, I'm working with a local florist that when I have an event, I can get this at a discounted price. But I just want everyone out there to know that backyard barbecue to an elegant shower or for a wedding or a bridal party or an Easter party, some of that is like some of my favorite as well, themed events. So yes, I have the equipment for all of that. If I don't, you see something on my website, I'll get it for rental. But yeah, we'll do everything from A to Z, no matter what your theme is.
That's great. That's great. Well, how can folks get in touch with Home Etiquette?
Well, you can contact me through the website. That's one way, and it's homeetiquette.com. You can look at my Instagram and DM me if that works best for you. But I typically like to speak to someone so I can get to know them right away and they can get to know me so we can see how we work together best. And that is, I got a Charleston number, exciting because I love it so much here. I'm here to stay. It's 843-818-3232.
Okay. And what's the website again?
Homeetiquette.com.
Okay, great. And Charleston's very lucky to have a business like Home Etiquette here because in a previous radio interview, you told me that that the services that you're offering, they're very common in big cities, and so it's definitely needed. You know, people need help with organizing their home, and then also they need help with organizing their events so that they can enjoy those events when they happen. So we're lucky to have Home Etiquette here in Charleston, and we've been talking with Tiffany Miller with Home Etiquette. Thanks so much, Tiffany.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and on the phone with us is Med Box with Air Max Heating and Air. How are you doing, Med?
I'm doing good, Tim.
Good. Med, take a moment and tell everybody about Air Max.
Air Max is a mid-sized family-owned and operated business here in the Charleston market for the past 20 years. We're mid-sized in the meaning that we're running 4 install crews, 6 service technicians, so we're able to, not a real big company, not a real small company, but we're able to provide you that important service that everyone deserves.
Excellent. Well, I would guess that having your air conditioning and possibly this time of year your heating running nicely is definitely an essential business. We've had a couple of 90 degree days or close to 90 degree days, and being stuck at home, man, you want to be able to run your air conditioning, right?
Yeah, that's right, Tim. I mean, service department is running pretty regular. If you're home with the kids and it's 85 and 90 degrees outside, and your air conditioning goes out, you can't wait a couple hours for us to get there. But we can rapidly respond. But yes, the Homeland Security sees us as essential, and here in our market. With the heating up, we are essential.
Most definitely an essential business. Med, take a moment and what kind of a message do you want to get out to the public about Air Max?
First of all, my prayers and sympathy goes out to all the public as we work through this trying times together, just like everyone is doing. But yes, Air Max is here to serve. We're following all the protocols just like every other business. Our dispatchers are working from home. So when you talk to one of us, we're not sitting in office. We're practicing as best we can follow a no contact service call, meaning that a lot of our conversations are going to be over the phone or via text or through email. As we work in your home, we're asking customers to have the door open for us, not to greet us at the door. Just kind of tell us where their units are, what the trouble they're having. So we're trying to minimize our contact as little as possible. So far, it's working out well. Our guys are, you know, wearing all the protective gear, booties, masks, gloves. We're disinfecting our vans and our tools so we don't have to worry about cross-contamination coming to your home. And so far, so good. It's been successful for us.
Well, I can tell you I will not be looking over the shoulder of an AirMax technician ever now or later, because your service technicians, they're either up in the attic, which is not the most pleasant place usually to go up there, or underneath the house if there's a crawl space. So I'm definitely not going to be following your people under there. Or maybe out back where the condenser is, so it's very, very easy, it seems like, to be able to practice social distancing and yet still be able to get a homeowner's air conditioning system up and running very quickly. What about a new installation? We've talked before for these radio interviews about how at some point, your heating and air conditioning system, it does have a finite lifespan. And so if someone needs a replacement unit, is that something AirMax can help them out with these days with the coronavirus?
Absolutely. We just had a large meeting with the Mitsubishi folks. This were Elite Diamond Dealers with Mitsubishi. They're offering some very good rebates currently. They have a Comfort for Heroes program, and it was primarily set up for vets, but now they opened up their Comfort for Heroes to include nurses, teachers, doctors, just about anyone that's helping us on the front lines, fighting this virus. Mm-hmm. So as a homeowner, and it gets to the time of replacement, I think this spring will be a good time. The manufacturers on their are getting very aggressive on the rebate, so look for some deals to come through when it comes to your equipment selection.
Oh, these days everybody wants a deal, that's for sure. Yes. I'm glad you brought up the subject of mini split systems. Can you kind of take a second to tell our listeners what a mini split system is?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just most people are familiar if they traveled outside the United States in Europe or the Caribbean. Wherever, let's see wall mount units, air conditioning up on the wall, which is attached to a condensing unit on the outside. That's a mini split, but the mini split technology is really expanded where they have ductless systems, but it's primarily the compressor inside that mini split which makes it so unique, using that inverter technology. So, we have whole homes that are using the inverter technology and mini splits from downtown Charleston Historic District to complete homes out on Kiowa Island. Matter of fact, as we speak right now, this interview is from my truck, and I'm on the way to a gentleman on a house on Kiowa that needs to put a mini split in a audio visual room for his equipment room, just because he has that one hot spot in his house he needs to do something with. So not only for a whole house, but hot or cold spots, they're perfect for it.
Right. And I think I have something in common with the customer that you're going to visit on Kiowa Island, and that is, this coronavirus thing. I'm not just going to sit around and wait. I'm having projects done at my house. Construction is one of those industries that allows is an exception, and people in the construction industry are able to work. And so it's, take this time, take this downtime, make the most of it. You might have a room or a space in your home that needs a little extra boost for air conditioning or heating. This would be the perfect time to call AirMax Heating and Air to have a mini split system installed. We haven't quite hit we haven't had a major heat wave yet. But as soon as that happens, AirMax phone is going to be ringing off the hook. What about just coming out to service units for the spring and summertime to make sure that everything's going to be up and running before, so that you're not stuck on a hot July 4th day when your system goes out?
Yeah, we are doing our spring maintenance right now, primarily for unoccupied homes. not to have so much contact. But yes, as soon as we get the all clear on some of our regular residential maintenances, we're ready to go on those. They're very important, as you mentioned, make sure these units are working properly. But just one thing I'd like to add, we have been getting a lot of phone calls, and we've been real busy with indoor air quality products. We do disinfect HVAC systems. We use medical grade foggers for doing that. It's pretty common practice. Also, duct cleaning has been real popular with us lately, along with UV and different type of air cleaners. So everyone's getting real cautious about keeping the air clean in their home, especially since they're spending so much time in there. There's so many different air cleaners. We could spend hours talking about UV lights and air cleaners, mm-hmm. But you do need to. There are good ways to keep the air clean and purified in your house.
That's true. Well, definitely consider Air Max to improve your air quality at home too. That's a very important point. Well, how can folks reach Air Max Heating and Air?
Our phone number is 843-614-3276. That's 843-614-3276. Ask for Julie or Tiffany. They'll be happy to take your call since they're sitting in a house waiting on the phone to ring, which actually they're pretty busy. But it's kind of fun having, three quarters of your staff working from home. It's been stuff we've been getting used to, but it's working out.
That's right. We're all getting used to this. Luckily, it drives me crazy to hear people say this is the new normal. This is not the new normal. This is just a temporary blip, and we'll be getting back to the real normal very, very soon. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Med Box, the owner of Air Max Heating and Air, and definitely give them a call for all your heating and air conditioning needs. Thanks so much, Med.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
And now joining us on the phone is Elizabeth Fisher with Fisher Recycling, the parent company of Glass Eco Surfaces. How you doing, Liz?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Pretty good, pretty good. Before I ask you if Fisher Recycling and Glass Eco Surfaces is still open for business during this coronavirus lockdown, take a moment and tell everybody about Fisher Recycling and Glass Eco Surfaces.
Sure. Fisher Recycling has been around since 1992. And what we do as that part of the company is we collect glass from restaurants and hotels, and we also do an office paper pickup. That glass has turned into another business, and that started in 2006 about, mainly because we were looking at another revenue stream and glass is cool, and we were wanting to do what we could to keep it out of the landfill. Although, some of it at the time was being recycled, but what we're finding out right now is that most of the glass there are not substantial markets for and viable markets for. Mm-hmm. So we have turned in to, we've taken that glass that we collect and we store it here at our warehouse and turn that into countertops that are about 90% recycled glass material. So most of the glass that we source comes from Charleston restaurants.
Mm. Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, if anyone has attended one of the home shows that Charleston Home and Design Magazine organizes, you've probably stopped at the Glass Eco Surfaces display to talk to Liz and her husband Chris, because you guys are very, very popular with these recycled countertops and that people have installed in their kitchens and bathrooms and things like that. And kind of paint a picture for our listeners. Describe what some of these different countertops look like, because they can include different kinds of materials, not just glass, but I've seen oyster shells and other different things that are meaningful to the homeowners that are having these countertops installed.
Sure. the home shows really are a great place for us to showcase our products, because it is very much a hands-on and a visual material. What we find mostly for, we call them recipes, here in the coastal area are the oyster shells. So you can add oyster shells. Most of the kind of the, what you would think of as sea glass colors, some of the lighter amber colors, which are Budweiser bottles, some of the softer greens, maybe a Pinot Grigio bottle. But what most people vision is kind of those sea glass and the oyster colors. But we also do have homeowners that will put in some of their own, I guess, memorabilia. We one of the most interesting projects that we had was from a dig, and it was a home that was being constructed, and they were renovating. They were digging out kind of over at Hobcaw area in Mount Pleasant, and they had Civil War relics over there. It used to be a boatyard, so they put in some horseshoes, they put in musket balls, they put in some nails, some belt buckles, but really anything that isn't biodegradable can go into the shells. We've had people do even jewelry or coins. Shark's teeth, of course, are really popular, and coral. But so people have collected those things from around the world and contributed those into their pieces for their homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking whenever I talk to a window treatment company, I ask them about their most popular window treatments. They say plantation shutters. And so I think you have, there's so many newcomers to Charleston, people who've been here a long time but have moved from someplace else. And so they come here to Charleston and they want to capture the spirit of living on the coast or maybe living in such a historic city as Charleston, South Carolina. And so there are folks that they have objects that are very meaningful to them that they ask Glass Eco Surfaces to integrate into the countertops. And what a great conversation piece. You know, people always want something that's unique and one of a kind. When Glass Eco Surfaces is creating these countertops, you're adding objects that are personal to you. That's going to be a one of a kind countertop that no one else in the world will have, right?
Yes, that's correct. What we have found, because it's just really a very unique experience to come to the showroom and to bring that bag of sea glass or those shark's teeth that your parents have collected, or your son or your daughter had collected on a boating trip, you know, that you had all last summer. They'll just bring some bags in, and we end up placing them into the countertops. And I wouldn't say that every piece is like that, but there are certainly a lot of people that customize things, and it can end up being the real centerpiece of their kitchen for, I guess we usually end up with, if they've got some children, we'll call it an I Spy game, you know, we'll sort of flex some shark's teeth throughout and see if you can find them. And it does create a real interesting centerpiece and discussion point.
Yeah, and I bet that Glass Eco Surfaces puts a lot of those a lot of countertops in second homes here in Charleston, where people are you know, only visiting for a few weeks a year or that kind of thing on holidays and what have you, and they just want that piece of Charleston, that the something that indicates I live on the coast.
Yes, that coast. The oysters really are probably one of the most popular ingredients that go in, and they exist almost in every single one of our designs. They do want some of that coastal feel when they come. Now, you know, there's there are the kind of the off islands and the sea islands, but we are also creating outdoor spaces as well for some of the outdoor kitchens, because the weather here, it lends itself to being outside just about 12 months out of the year. So all the same recipes can go outside as well. It's just a different base material.
That's really cool. And people are used to thinking of, they can visualize what a granite, a slab of granite looks like. Does Glass Eco Surfaces, do you folks create a slab like a slab of granite?
Actually, it's a little bit more fine-tuned than that. Part of our philosophy still is, because our mindset is recycling and preservation and minimization, we create each top to the job. So you don't necessarily buy a full slab like you do in a granite showroom. We if you want a vanity, then you buy a vanity. And that's kind of a holdover from Fisher Recycling, that we're trying to minimize waste. And really, you're paying for what you need, and not a lot of waste.
Oh, that's great. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Fisher Recycling, which is the parent company collecting all of the bottles that go into the and oyster shells too? I imagine you get those from restaurants, and that are created to create the Glass Eco Surfaces countertops.
Our Fisher Recycling is still doing collection services for restaurants, and we are at fisherrecycling.com. The phone number for both companies is 843-554-6099. And then our Glass Eco Surfaces has a great website. That's glassecosurfaces.com. And what was the third question?
I think that was it. How can folks get in touch with you?
We're also on all the social medias. We're on a real active Facebook for Fisher Recycling, an active Facebook for Glass Eco Surfaces, and the same with Instagram. They're both separate. So that's how we try to kind of promote what we're doing, closing the loop by what we collect from Fisher and what goes into the countertops.
Well, that's great. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Elizabeth Fisher, and she and her husband, Chris, have Fisher Recycling and also Glass Eco Surfaces. Thanks so much, Liz.
You're welcome. Thank you for the interview. I certainly appreciate it. We love what Charleston Home and Design does for their clients, their advertisers.
Oh, thank you. You're very sweet. Thanks, Liz.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.